Minister Li Ganjie made remarks on the sidelines of the National People's Congress in Beijing. The city just experienced a new round of smog days ago. Despite recent air pollution, Beijing's overall air quality was some of the best seen in China's major cities this winter. The minister said the government's tough cleanup measures had made clear progress in clearing Beijing's air.
Under extreme weather conditions, we managed to reduce the density of PM2.5 thanks to a series of targeted measures over the past few years, which not only alleviated the problem, but also checked it at its roots.
In 2013, China issued a 10-point guideline for tackling air pollution control, including particles with diameter less than 2.5 micrometers. Since then, the density of the pollutant dropped by over 25% in Beijing, Tianjin, Hebei region. China's government is now working on a new 3-year air quality plan, dubbed the Battle for Blue Sky. It is expected to set targets such as guaranteeing good air quality for 80% of days each year. The government has also been working on reducing both water and soil pollution as part of its environmental protection efforts. Li said the proportion of clean water has been increased across the country, particularly in the Yangtze River Economic Zone.
We primarily enhanced monitoring for the region. Then we sped up the drafting of standards, such as an ecological protection red line, environment quality bottom line, and resource exploration ceiling, as well as a negative list for environmental access. We also put emphasis on the protection of drinking water sources.
Meanwhile, China intends to do its share to preserve the world's environment and ecosystems under the framework of the Belt and Road Initiative. Li said the rollout of the initiative will be strictly based on concepts such as sustainable and low carbon development.
Only by following a path of green development can the Belt and Road Initiative be solidly promoted.
As part of the initiative, China also plans to launch training and exchange programs to help countries along the Belt and Road to improve their environment monitoring and conservation capabilities. For CRI, this is Guan Chao.